Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Right side for Prowl. Shot. They score. That one may have changed direction in front. It's a 2-2 game. 5:35 into the third period. The Amerks have tied things up. Isak Rosén makes it back-to-back just like that. And the Amerks lead it once more. It's 3-2. And as a result, the Amerks win the game.
Big win Sunday night as the Amerks wrap up their regular season in Utica, getting the 3-2 win, locking down the number 2 seed in the North Division playoffs. We welcome in Amerks head coach Seth Appert for his regular Tuesday afternoon visit here in the Sports Bar. Seth, congratulations on locking down the 2 seed. We know that we've got Syracuse coming up, and we're going to spend plenty of time talking about this series that could, we don't want it to, but could go as long as 15 days when you consider a 5-game series. But today's a big day for the organization as Lindy Ruff gets announced as the new head coach of the Buffalo Sabres a week after it was announced that Don Granato was let go. And there's, I'm sure, a lot of emotions within the organization here over the course of the last 7 days. How are you holding up, and have you crossed paths with Lindy Ruff in the past?
I'm great. Thank you. We're obviously excited. It's a fun week. You get to come to the rink, and it's playoff week. And you can't buy your way into that. You can't cheat your way into that. You got to earn it. And our group of men have earned that throughout this season, and they've earned the right to have this opportunity. So it's exciting. With Lindy, no, I haven't. I have not crossed paths with him. Which is surprising because there's very few coaches I haven't, but I have not with Lindy, but everybody I know that has played for him or worked with him raves about him, the kind of person he is, the kind of competitor he is, the kind of coach he is. So I'm excited that we have him in our organization.
You got a lot of work ahead of you this week, Seth, an opponent that you're certainly familiar with. Before we talk about what's ahead, what did it say about your team there that you get the home ice here in this round because, well, you figured out a way to come back in Utica. You know, your thoughts on the come from behind win against the Comets on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a good week. I mean, you get 5 points in a week against Toronto, Cleveland, and at Utica. You're going to take that. You know, obviously, you'd love to get that 6 point, and then that would be a division title. But at the end of the day, you tie for first place, and you lose on some technicalities on the seeding, and that's fine. And the Utica win was great. It was wasn't a pretty game. They played extremely hard, as you knew they would, even though their season was done. And you're down 2-1. The ice conditions weren't very good that day. It was kind of sloppy. And you found a way. Brandon Biro was out in the third period, more precautionary reasons. Obviously, the playoffs coming up. And so guys had to step up. And Graham Swigert slid into that spot at a great screen that helped tie the game up on Prowsey's goal. Then Roseanne got the winner, his second of the game. But the biggest thing about that game was the last 2.5 minutes. The resilience to come back and get a lead, but we go out there 2.5 minutes ago, they pull the goalie, and we didn't get a clear until 15 seconds left. And those five guys, Ryan Johnson, Ethan Prowl, Mason Yops, Graham Swigert, Isak Roseanne, did just the yeoman's work. Rosie had an amazing block shot. You know, he came into us a couple years ago as a high-end, just a skill guy, and now he's selling out the block shots to win games late. And Graham Swigert had a 200-foot skate to win a race to negate an icing at the end to kill it off. And to me, that's what this team has become. We've added a lot of grit and resilience to the group.
Seth, you mentioned Biro. You got a couple of extra days here to heal up. What's the health of the team here heading into the series against Syracuse?
The health's pretty good. The extra days are helpful right now. So that play-in series, not being in that play-in series, is extremely beneficial. Biro, will be good to go. We have no concerns about that. So we're getting close to healthy. Kozak's getting closer. Don't know if he'll be available for game one or not, but he's trending in the right direction. Murray's still a couple weeks away, but starting to get better and trend in the right direction. So, we're certainly probably as healthy as we've been in the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Do you have difficult lineup decisions here, Seth? And kind of going along with that, I know you would welcome the feedback, certainly, of Kevin Adams and Jason Carmanos, but ultimately, this would be your decision, correct?
Yeah, it's my decision, but I also know my marching orders. I think that's important. I worked for a great one of my athletic directors at RPI was fabulous, Jim Knowlton. He was a former Army Ranger, Lieutenant Colonel, and he always said that understand commander's intent. And if you can understand commander's intent, it allows you to do your job with a lot of freedom because you understand what your bosses want from you. He's the AD at Cal now. He's a Power 5 AD. He's an absolute stud of a human. That's always rung true with me is I know my marching orders. I know what Kevin and Jason want from me. I know that there's a balance in the American League between winning, and the lineup is my decision. The lines are my decision. But we also need to develop prospects certain young kids, it's important that they're in the lineup and going through these experiences.
Seth, accountability was a word we heard a lot last week as players were cleaning out their lockers up in Buffalo. And I know we've had this conversation. I feel like we've had this conversation with you in the past. We heard a lot about it today within the organization as well. As the head coach of the Rochester Americans, what does accountability mean to you?
I think accountability, it's simply doing what you say you're going to do. That's it. What do we say we're going to do as a group of men? What do I say I'm going to do as the coach? And when you're accountable as a coach, then you can have honest conversations with your players, and you can actually say to your players, hey, have I ever lied to you? No. Have I ever misled you? Have I ever told you something I couldn't follow through on? When you can actually say those things to your players because you're accountable to your own words and actions, then that allows you to have those hard conversations to help them hold themselves accountable. Ideally, they're holding themselves accountable individually and collectively as a team. But sometimes a coach does. And accountability doesn't have to mean that you yell and scream or that you have to bench a player for 5 games. With J.J. Paterka, if he wasn't doing things the right way, I might just take him off. If there's a whistle, he might just come off after 15, 20 seconds and leave his two linemates on the ice. That with JJ, that's all you needed. And he was going to go out. He understood the message. He was going to go out and play his tail off after that. So there's a lot of ways to help grow accountability. But I think it's as simple as be a man of your word, and let's be men of our word collectively.
We're talking to head coach Seth Appert. Amherst, the quest begins Friday night. You earn the home ice. And Seth, kind of almost like an appetizer for this, was last Friday night. What did you think of the crowd there, and how much of a difference does that make for your team and your quest?
It was electric, and it has been down the stretch. Our crowds are amazing. But as great as Friday's was, I mean, a Wednesday, I think we had 4,800 people or 4,700 people on a Wednesday. That's the best Wednesday crowd I can remember seeing in my years here. I thought the crowd was amazing on Wednesday and helping us. That was a big game against Toronto, because Toronto still could have caught us and got past us for that last bye, right? So both home games, the crowds were amazing. Certainly expect it to be a sellout both games this weekend. Knowing now from the last 2 years, the electricity and what this place does at playoff time is pretty special, and I'm excited for it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Not a ton of surprises. You know this opponent well. How are you scouting Syracuse before you get to this series?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be tweaks and adjustments. I think we made adjustments every game all playoff last year. So 3 rounds worth of, you know, every game. You make a little tweak here, adjust there. They do something different in the neutral zone than you're expecting. You adjust and tweak and go back, and then they adjust. And that's just a chess match. That's playoff hockey. Certainly, these teams have intimate knowledge of each other, both as a team structurally, but also individual players. You know, we're spending this week, you know, we're going about it the same way we normally go about it. You know, we're doing a little bit of a deeper dive, you know, and we're spending this week, you know, showing some things. We had a playoff meeting today where it was mostly players and assistant coaches talking. You know, we got guys like Michael Mersch and Dustin Tokarski that have won Calder Cups. You know, Nathan Pache has won multiple Calder Cups, one as a captain. Vinny Prospel played in the Stanley Cup final, you know. And so, you know, just talking about what playoff hockey's like, what it means to be part of that, and how special it is. And so, you know, that's the way we're going about this week. And we'll go through the way we scout is we show our players threats and opportunities. You know, we show them what are the threats. What does Syracuse do really well that's threatening to us? And then what are our opportunities? What do we think we can exploit? And that's kind of the way we attack a pre-scout.
Yeah, Seth, difficult question, but just one I'm asking more as a fan, because playoff hockey, yes, it's great. I'm watching Colorado and Winnipeg. Fantastic. Tuned in last night. I don't like Toronto or Boston, but I was fully invested and was a great game. Why is it, as compared to other sports, that this sport, hockey, takes it to a whole nother level?
Well, I think physically you aren't able to do that 82 straight games, right? I mean, nobody would be healthy enough to play in the playoffs if it was like this for 82 straight. So in football, it doesn't have to elevate because they only play one game a week, so every game is like a playoff game in the NFL. And I think baseball elevates. It just elevates differently. It elevates in the nuances of how important every pitch is, and do you hit and run, do you steal, do you bunt, things of that nature. You know, but hockey is unique in how it ramps up the intensity, the physicality, the passion, the emotion, and the connectivity to the game. I think the team that becomes more emotionally connected and invested in the series earlier, usually gets off to a better start. And there's a price. I always like to say to the guys, everybody knows how to win in the playoffs. Because it's everybody knows in hockey since you've been a little kid, these things have been talked about. Just not everybody's willing to pay the price. There's a price to be paid to have a chance to be successful in the playoffs in hockey. And collectively and individually, we have to be willing to pay that price.
When you have the opportunity to catch any of the postseason hockey in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Seth, are there players you're paying attention to? Are there situations and series that catch your eye?
I do like to watch. So like at night, you know, while I'm watching video of Syracuse or of us, I'll have games on, a lot of times multiple games. The Tampa Florida series is very intriguing to me. I like the way both teams play. I'm very close to Tampa Bay's coaching staff. So that certainly is one that intrigues me. I think the Boston Toronto series has got great intrigue. The Western series are awesome, but I can't stay up. I tried to stay up for a little bit last night and watch a little Dallas Vegas, and I was sleeping by the start of the second period. So the Colorado Winnipeg game the other day, that felt like the old Smythe Division playoffs when I was a little kid, and I begged my parents to let me stay up and watch Edmonton Vancouver, and it'd be like 9-7. And it was just fantastic hockey. And that's what that series felt like the other day.
Seth, I've noticed this new merchandise. This is probably not your department, but rolling out with the Amherst gear here for the postseason. Pesky Amherst. They're kind of like, you know, taking that right from kind of your bourbon. How did the whole Pesky Amherst thing start? Did that start from you? Did that start from, you know, the marketing department?
An opponent?
Yeah, an opponent. Like how, like, and I'm sure that's something you would be kind of proud of, I would think.
Yeah, it's fun. No, that started a couple years ago, the first full season, not the shortened COVID year, that next year when me and Pex and Webby, our lineup was just ravaged by injuries, call-ups, COVID guys being held out. I think we had 57 guys play for us that year. And it seemed like it didn't matter. Like, we'd call up seven players from the East Coast League. We'd play Nick Boca as our third line center. And we just keep finding ways to get points to be a playoff team that year. And I don't know if it was Webby, Pex, or me, or Steggy, our equipment manager. Like, somewhere in there, like, you just can't kill us. You know, we're like a cockroach. You can't kill us. We're just pesky. We just keep hanging around. We keep getting our jabs in there and just keep hanging around and grabbing points. And so the Pesky Amherst thing kind of originated. The genesis of it was in that year where the lineup was in tatters and you're just having to hold on to find points to try to get into the playoffs that year and get a good lineup back together. And as a coaching staff, we've kind of run with it and support staff and just kind of jokingly referred to it as that sense.
Well, the other slogan that I'm a big fan of this time of year, and I think you can unveil it now that the postseason is here. How often are we going to hear safe as death this postseason, Seth?
You know, hopefully quite a bit. Hopefully for a couple months. That would be ideal. That's something I do believe. I mean, it's just not the time. It doesn't mean you play stupid fire wagon hockey, but sitting back, playing on your heels, playing safe is not the way to win in the playoffs. And I want our team on our front foot. I want our team in attack mode, both from a mindset standpoint and in our style of play.
Well, I cannot wait. Amherst coming up Friday night, game one, game two, also in Rochester Sunday afternoon. Seth, have you thought about what you're going to, you know, say to your team before game one, or is this not the time to bring out the big pregame speech here?
I'm not a big pregame speech guy. It's just not my thing. I think if you got to go to the win one for the Gipper, you usually didn't do a good enough job preparing your group along the way. So there's a few times throughout the year, you know, it's usually more in strange moments of the season or moments that it's an easy letdown game. For something like this, no, I'm going to be myself. I'll find a way to have a short, you know, key message in there. But our pregame meeting at 5:30 on Friday will be 6 minutes or less. And it'll be just driving home what makes us a special team. It won't be anything more crazy than that.
Well, Seth, we're looking forward to a deep playoff run. We know it all gets underway Friday, and then, of course, Game 2 against the Crunch coming up Sunday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena. You can hear all the action here on The Fan Rochester, and our conversation next Tuesday should be an interesting one. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, let's keep these going for another couple months.
I love
it. All right,
yeah,
we'll book them right till the end of June. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Seth Appert, Rochester Americans head coach, stopping by. Again, Friday night, 7:05, Sunday afternoon, 3:05, puck drop at Blue Cross Arena. Games 1 and 2 of the Amerks Round 2 series against the Syracuse Crunch. All the action here on The Fan Rochester.
My goodness. We go from Lee Steinberg to Seth Appert. Are you not fired up here today, Daniel?
Feeling pretty good. Yeah. I'm getting some reaction on Elon's Twitter as well. You can reach out to us at The Fan Rochester. Jack, not a real name, at The Fan. Lee Steinberg, wow, great get, boys. We listeners are truly listening to a powerhouse sports show. Happy hours next. I'm going to do 20 minutes of fart jokes. Thanks for
you
listening,
know that,
Jack.
You know, that's going to end up in the show open tomorrow. Dandelion's going to pull that.
Jack, appreciate you listening. For everybody, all of our regulars who stop by the sports bar every afternoon, we appreciate it. We're not here without you.
Yeah. And by the way, shameless plug, join us coming up Thursday. It's our tradition on draft day to go have a draft at Three Heads Brewing, Atlantic Avenue, neighborhood of the Arts. By the way, it's going to be sunny out that day.
Sunshine the city's largest outdoor patio. It's open now for the season. We've got the Melonhead Watermelon Sour. Other fine beers on tap as well. And, of course, delicious wood-fired pizza there. The food truck, Freddy's food truck, will be there as well, serving up that. But with the weather being nice, yeah, Thursday is going to be a special day, once again, at our Three Heads Brewing live show in the neighborhood of the Arts. And then we're not content. We're not going to rest on our laurels. We're not going to sit back and say, well, that was fun for round one. We're going to attack it again for round two. Friday, we take the show on the road to the Tap Room at Bill Gray's Chi Lai Avenue location from 3 until 6. We'll have plenty to talk about based on what happens in round one, the Buffalo Bills, and we'll get ready for round two, day two of the NFL draft. Again, the Tap Room at Bill Gray's, the Chi Lai Avenue location, that's 3 to 6 Friday afternoon.
We can share a cold one and maybe a win or two.
Look forward to seeing you there. Jack, that includes you. Appreciate it. Happy hour is next, and no, we won't do that. We will recap what was a busy day at KeyBank as the Buffalo Sabres announced, officially introduced their new head coach / old head coach, Lindy Ruff. How are you feeling, Sabres fans? We want to hear from you. 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.